commemorate today the bishop and martyr, Saint Januarius, who lives, really, he is martyred in about the year 300 during one of the persecutions of the Roman Emperor Diocletian. And the reason that he ends up being martyred is that he snuck in to visit some of his deacons who were in prison. So, knowing that there's this persecution that is happening, knowing that there's this persecution that's going on, he says, you know where I have to be? I have to be right in the midst of this. I have to go and visit, bring the Eucharist, bring prayers, bring comfort to these folks who are there in prison. And he is the bishop, right? So he puts all of that aside, any care for his own safety, for saying, you know, maybe I should stay safe because of everything that's going on here. He says, no, I have to be right there in the midst of it. There's somebody who had taken to a heart the words of our Lord in the gospel. When you have been given a light, you cannot hide it under a bushel basket. When you are given this light, it must be placed on a lampstand for all to be able to see. He decided, I'm not going to hide this life that Christ has given to me. I'm not going to hide this relationship, this calling that Christ has placed into my life. And for that, he ends up being arrested and put to death. And we think about what the Lord says at the end of this gospel passage. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away. What are we talking about here? We're talking about faith. To the one who has faith, to the one who tries to live by faith, listening to the commands of the Lord, living in the way that he or she is called to that one, even more graces are given. Because as we live that life of faith, as we grow in our relationship with the Lord, we recognize that there is this expansion of our hearts, even to the this kind of indifference towards our own selves, because it leads us to a greater love for others. When we have faith, when we grow in faith, that's always one of those clear markers that our faith is true, that it opens us up to be caring and loving and concerned towards others. When we go along that path, it happens to grow. If we take that light and we hide it and we put it under the bushel basket, we try and hide it under the bed, what happens? The same thing, you know what happens. You take a candle, you put something over it to cover it, the candle extinguishes. If that flame of faith is not given the opportunity to shine, if it's not given the opportunity to grow, it will shrink and eventually it may even fade away. And so, having been given, all of us here, this gift of faith, having been given this light, we ought to take care to make sure that it is seen before others. Not so that we can receive praise for it, right? We know that. It's not so we stand up in front of people and say, look at me, I'm a Christian, I'm very great, I'm very wonderful, everybody should applaud me. No. But simply because of the love that we have received in Christ, we recognize the love that has come to us from our God. And so, what can we do except turn that outwards towards others? What can we do except try and share that love with others? We ask for the intercession of St. Januarius today, that we, like him, may be willing to place that light that has been given to us in baptism, to place it in a place, to place it where it can be seen by others, that in our lives it shines brightly.